Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin, to rock the 52. Solana, one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show,
welcome to the show. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. See, I give a little twist.
You got bars, huh?
What a sports equinox we experienced last night. I don't know if you watched. Solana, he wasn't certain whether to believe my Twitter timeline this morning. I stayed up for the entire Dodgers game. You can see when it's timeline. And the amazing thing is, I didn't have money on it. In fact, I even said to Lori about the 15th inning, I said, I could end this game right now. I'll live bet one team, the other team's going to win. I can end it right now. I stayed up for that whole thing. Shohei Ohtani put on a clinic. We're witnessing in two sports, Victor Wembanyama and Shohei Ohtani. I don't know what you can do. These are like once-in-a-lifetime athletes who are just marvels at what they do. And I don't know if what you can do. The Blue Jays did what they could do, which was walk him every time he came up after he had already hit ding-dongs and doubles and, you know, like, but that's no fun either. No. And hopefully if you're a team, you can put the opposing team in a situation that they can't do that, which is what happened towards the end. But, man, a clinic. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're still very good.
Yes.
Don't know if people had written them off. I think I may have written them off, but they are still very good, and they are not ready to hand the AFC to a different program at this point.
The NFL,
man.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. And tonight, you've got Heat and Panthers. We're going to get headlines from Solana here in a second. Heat and Panthers tonight. I mean, there's action. I don't know if you've been, I'm watching this Montas Buzelis, man. The Bulls are 3-0. Are you believing in them, Solana? They could be a surprise team in the East.
The Bulls?
The Bulls.
No.
You are not believing in them.
No. The Bulls will not be a Eastern Conference contender.
Interesting. At 3-0, you're willing to go on the record and say it.
I am willing to stake my entire radio career on this take. The Chicago Bulls will not be a true Eastern Conference contender.
All right. I guess you haven't watched.
But yesterday after three games, you gave Solana hell about the Heat's new offense.
Mm-hmm.
But after three games, you can say the Bulls can win a championship?
I didn't give him hell about the new offense. I said that, hey, it's three games. Let's slow our roll. All I asked was, it's a fair question. Are the Bulls contenders? They're 3-0. Very balanced team. Matas Buzelis is doing his thing.
You can't just yell Matas Buzelis.
Kevin Huerter does his thing. Vucevic is having a season. This team, man. You know why I like watching the Bulls? I mean, obviously, my son roots for them, and I grew up in Chicago, so I have an affinity. This Stacey King, as the game analyst, like, we've played some of his stuff before, he's just entertaining. I almost feel like I'm listening to a radio show because he has our sensibilities, Stacey King. So everything is like a bit to him, and I enjoy watching them. But regardless, you've got Heat tonight and Panthers tonight, and all of a sudden it's going to be Thursday night, and the Dolphins are right back at it.
Ooh.
This time, the Ravens. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Josh Appel will join us today. Aronde Gadsden will join us today. Danny Cannell will join us today. And I wonder, we're 1 week away from the NFL trade deadline. I wonder if Dolphins fans are ready for what's in store after Thursday night's game.
Nothing.
I don't think nothing is in store.
What, we're sellers?
We ain't buyers.
I don't think so, Hawk.
I absolutely think so. I don't think they're going to get fooled by last game or whatever happens Thursday night. I think ears are open. Even when they're saying they're not, ears are open for Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, Chubb, Phillips. Go down the line. I think ears will be open.
I don't think they're big sellers where they're trying to reload and get draft picks and all that stuff. I think they're going to move. I really believe they're moving on from McDaniel. I don't know if they're getting rid of Greer. These are Greer's guys. I don't know. I just think there's so much indecision. I don't think they're going to be big sellers.
I think if they're not getting rid of both of them, they'd be more apt to get rid of Greer than McDaniel at this point.
McDaniel got to go. So both has to.
Gut instinct.
Let me present to you guys a scenario. Go back to 2021. I brought it up yesterday a little bit, but I did the research now, a.k.a. I have the schedule in front of me. The last time the Dolphins played Baltimore on Thursday night, prior to that game, short week, they had played Houston. They entered that game 1-7 against Houston. They beat Houston. Jacoby Brissett started the game. So now they're 2-7. Short week, they play Thursday night against Lamar Jackson. Coming home, they beat Baltimore. Tua finishes that game because Jacoby went out with an injury early in the second quarter. That's two straight wins, and they go on to win seven straight games. They get to 8-7. And then Tua has the worst game ever until the Browns game, which was in Tennessee, and that kind of knocked them out of the playoffs, but they end up winning the next one. They finish 9-8. Hawk, if they win Thursday night, there's going to be remnants of that season.
I don't think so.
In the Miami Dolphins.
There's only so many times you can get fooled. There's only so many times where you say, oh, I think they've turned the corner. I just don't see it. We'll talk about it today. I want to talk about it with a bunch of people. We've got Heat tickets once again to give away. Heat tickets, Heat and Blazers, November 8th. We've got a pair every day this week, so keep listening. Quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Durrell Hyundai or DurrellHyundai.com.
Tua says he likes the visor. The guys like the visor, so he said, I think I'm going to stick with the visor.
All right.
For his pink eye.
Stick with anything that works. You know what I mean? I'm all about sports superstitions. Stick with anything that works.
Comfort level. I'm not a superstitious guy, but if it makes you feel better, wear it, son. Don't throw no more interceptions.
So more pink eye then.
Sure, go get pink eye. Do whatever.
Dirty sheets.
Dirty pillows.
I thought it had to do with, you know, sexual ambiguity.
Sexual ambiguity?
Is that what it's called?
No. Do you know what sexual ambiguity
is? No, what does that mean? I really, when I thought pink eye was like a STD when I was younger.
No.
I thought it was just, now it's just dirty face, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I mean, anyone who has pink eye, if he really had pink eye, because he was rubbing on his face and then he's dapping up teammates and whatever. If he really had pink eye, half that team has pink eye.
Yeah, because I know it's contagious. I just thought I thought it was contagious from, like, you know, doing something nasty. Like, face. Why would you have your face be that close to another face?
Right, but you're not suggesting that you would get it from someone's genitals.
Well, I don't know. I thought.
You didn't think it through, did you?
I really didn't.
Sexual ambiguity does sound better.
Sure.
Ambiguity.
Right, but it's ambiguity.
Yeah, you just, you know, you're getting after it, and it's just, you know, questionable pieces that you're around. Mm. Your face is different places.
Interesting.
Yeah. Saw a lot of people saying that, by the way. Tua touching his eye, then touching the pigskin, then throwing the pigskin, you know, perhaps could be some cross-contamination issues. But I don't know. Has anybody checked the science on whether or not things can be passed along via...
Buy pigskin. I'm going to jump on you because it's way too many pigskins. Like, just call it a football. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, can the Duke spread germs? Has anybody checked into this?
All right. Anything else in the headlines? We don't even know we had pink eye. We just know his eye was swollen.
Hawk, he had pink eye.
Could have gotten popped in the eye.
By who?
I mean, there was talk after that press conference, right? People were saying, hey, he'd have to see me at the logo.
Well, one of them guys caught him in the elevator. Ain't missing the team, me, not two.
All right, here's your schedule. Two. By the way,
shortened Tua.
Two. Yeah, you call him two.
Dad used to do that. He shortened the two-syllable name.
Right. Anything that he'd shorten any name.
My wife, Asia. Easy. It's three letters. Hey, Age. That was the funniest thing to me.
The Chiefs beat the Commanders, and they covered. Easiest bet in the world.
Yeah. So last night I had Buzelis over 16.5 points, ends with 16, and missed a layup in the second quarter that got me hot. And I knew it was going to come back to haunt me, and it did. But I had a bigger bet on the Chiefs minus 10. Remember, we had talked about it yesterday, and I'm like, seems like a lot, but also I don't see how Marcus Mariota and the Commanders can overcome 10. That seems, it also seems a lot that way. And so I actually had a plus night by just a hair, but that the Buzelis over was, man, that was rough.
And that was a perfect game last night when we talk about halftime adjustments that the Dolphins win games without scoring in the third quarter. The Chiefs have scored 6 of their opening drives out of 8 in the first drive of the second half. Because it's Andy Reid and Spagnuolo going back, and then they choked out the Commanders after half. Good coaches go and do something during the half and figure it out. And that was, I think, not saying we don't have good coaches, but they're not as good as the Chiefs coaching staff.
How much do you think this Shohei game-worn jersey is worth now?
Millions.
You see this thing?
At what age did he wear that, Huck?
What do you mean?
That was for you, baseball?
How much do you think this is worth now?
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I didn't know what game it was worn in.
Yeah, game worn.
They're using Majestic jerseys still in the pros?
Yeah. Huh. I think this one got mistagged, which may make it more valuable.
Can you explain the situation where you purchase a knockoff iron-on Dodgers jersey?
Oh, this ain't a knockoff or an iron-on. Man, I won't sit here and take that from you.
This is yarn wrapped around.
This is game worn.
Where did you purchase that from?
Game worn. I got it from Little League. This was David's Little League team. This jersey is... No, David was on the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. My brother, his son, had been on Little League 10 years prior, and my brother had this Dodgers jersey because he was coaching them. So this jersey is probably 35 years old. Game worn.
And it keeps making the moves from house to house.
Oh, my God. That's a great jersey.
That jersey's terrible.
After yesterday, this thing's got to be worth several thousand, no? Game worn Shohei?
It's not.
What?
That jersey is bad.
What are you talking about? Oh, you didn't stay up then last night,
oh,
obviously.
Man. Yeah. What was that, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
That's crazy.
3
Such a great
o'clock.
Game.
It was. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, when you call it a great game, I mean, it really wasn't. 9 scoreless innings after the 9th, that sounds like misery to me.
It was a chess match.
It was really, I'm telling you, like, you wanted it to be over because you wanted to go to sleep, but it was a great game.
If that is game 37 of the regular season, you hate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No. With the stakes that were on the line, like, it was crazy.
Yep.
It was crazy. And to have Shohei have done what he did in the first game, even because it was a 2-game game, it was ridiculous. It was remarkable. That whole thing was remarkable.
I'm telling you,
the sports equinox delivered last night.
I've seen it in Little League. But it's cool to see when a whole baseball organization, billion-dollar organization, just says, send him to first.
Yeah,
no, we
can't stop him.
We don't
know what else to do.
Yeah, don't even throw the ball in his vicinity. Just walk him on down.
And they kind of walked him on pitches in his final at-bat, pitched around him.
Man, he threw so far outside,
crazy.
Almost hit the manager.
So they have to play again tonight?
Tonight.
17 hours.
Lori said to me this morning, she goes, are they going to postpone the game tonight? I go, what? It's a World Series game. What are you talking about?
You fellas give one more day. We good.
She's like, but aren't they tired? I go, what? I'm going to work. They can go to work.
The second home run he hit, where it was like high up inside in the zone, he doesn't even get good contact on it.
That's
it doesn't
the
matter.
Thing. It's like, that's why you have to walk him. He's Wemby. You saw Wemby, the 360 layup?
Yes.
Like, it's just silly stuff. That's impossible to stop. That's hard to stop on a 5'9 guy. Make that guy 7'6 doing 360. You don't even know what, you forget what basket you're shooting at.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you're seeing alien life form. You don't know how to react to that.
All right, well, tonight, game 4.
And then you got Buzelis. Easy layup. He missed it. It cost me $75.
Muzalis is not Wimby, huh?
Man. Well, he's as close in the NBA goodness, as there gracious. Is. He's right. Like the East Eastern Conference Wimby.
He's East Wimby, huh?
Yeah.
Tonight, game 4, 8 p.m., Dodgers lead the series 2-1, I think. They won last night, the Dodgers?
Yeah. Wild, man.
So the Panthers play the Ducks, as Hawk mentioned, 7 p.m. It's all part of the Frozen Frenzy tonight, which Jimmy has been talking to me about for the past week. I don't know why. All 32 teams play, staggered start times in the National Hockey League.
He's calling it the Hockey Equinox. I say the Hequinox for Pell. Pell's coming on next, yeah.
Oh, what's it? Wombo.
A Wombo.
Wombo, yeah. Yeah. Y'all taught me that.
Yeah.
Heat play the Hornets tonight, 7:30. Hornets are 2-1. The Heat are 2-1. Terry Rozier, not with the team. Nothing's changed there. Norman Powell's questionable. Simone Fontecchio is now probable. And the other big news in the NFL, the Saints, they're benching Spencer Rattler. They're 1-7. They're going to start the number 40 overall pick out of Louisville, Tyler Shuck.
He went high, right?
Number 40.
He was like a surprise early quarterback pick, no?
He got attention going over Shadur.
Right. Like we were expecting, okay, if you're taking a quarterback at this point, it's going to be Shadur. And then all of a sudden, Tyler Shuck.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Your weather is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. I sent you guys a text message a few minutes ago. Hurricane Melissa made landfall as the strongest landfalling hurricane in Atlantic history. So prayers out to the entire island of Jamaica.
Yeah, for real. I think anyone in Florida probably has a tie or an experience somewhere to Jamaica. I'm sure we've all been there or have friends who have lived there. And this thing is an enormous storm. Powerful, like he said, it's scary to see what that island is going to look like after it passes through.
And we go to Jamaica for Christmas every other year. It's the infrastructure and things. We need to really help them after this thing passes
for real. I saw a push notification from USA Today, if I still have it up, but it said essentially total structural failure is likely, according to the National Hurricane Center. That is island-wide, total structural failure. So, thoughts and prayers for real.
No,
like, they are in our thoughts and prayers. We're going to talk some football with Josh Appel in the next segment. He's going to be on the call for Packers-Panthers. And that game, Sunday, will be on this radio station. You can listen to our friend Josh Appel on this radio station on Sunday.
That has to be a huge line.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Josh Appel is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh Appel, our friend, he is a national play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. And this Sunday, as I mentioned, he's on the call, Carolina Panthers and Green Bay Packers. And you can hear that game right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Josh is going to join us Thursday, by the way, at Funky Buddha. We're doing a watch party, quasi-watch party at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Josh is going to be there with me and Crowder and a bunch of others. We're going to watch Dolphins and Ravens. We invite everyone out to join us. Josh is actually going to be hosting Game Day Uncensored leading up to that with Solana. So how about that? He's got a lot on his plate.
There's way too much of me on this station this week.
Yeah, you're
now Thursday, agreed. Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, love you, Appel.
Maybe we should reconsider Thursday, Game Day Uncensored. Maybe you just do it, Solana.
I can hang it. Yeah, I can handle it.
Yeah, you got that. So Josh, the Dolphins team we saw Sunday afternoon that was clicking on all cylinders. Did it come together? Or were the Falcons just so bad and had such an off week? Like, I'm trying to figure out what I saw Sunday from the Dolphins.
I think that Dolphins performance is obviously closer to what we expected generally from them this year. Not that they're going to go out and win 34-10 every week, but something resembling that. Like, obviously, that's the best they've looked this season. It's a nice win. I don't know how much you could take away from it from a Dolphins perspective other than it was a good performance. And in a 17-game season, you're likely going to have a few games where you look the way maybe that people thought going into the season. To me, in watching it back, the Dolphins clearly were like, all right, Kirk, you try and beat us, and we'll focus on everything else. And they were able to shut down Bijan Robinson. Obviously, no Drake London helped as well. Kirk Cousins is just an unplayable quarterback right now. He just is. And that played in the Dolphins' favor. This Falcons team is weird, right? They've got a couple of really good wins, including the game at home against Buffalo. But they also went on the road and got shut out, 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers earlier in the season. And now they have this performance against the Dolphins, who came in with only one victory. So I don't know. What the NFC South is maybe the most bizarre division in football every year. The Bucs are obviously the best team in that division, but everybody always ends up finishing within a game or two of 9-8, and it comes down to the end. I think the Bucs probably going to separate themselves from everybody else in that division, but it's just an NFC South thing. Those teams are weird, and I think the Dolphins ran into Atlanta with everything working against the Falcons, favoring the Dolphins, and the performance showed that.
And I'm with you defensively. I just call Kirk Cousins booty. He there's no evaluation. He couldn't. He was sailing throws. He can't move like he should. He's retired, still getting a paycheck because they gave him all that damn money.
Yeah.
But offensively, I was kind of almost frustrated because the game plan was actually very intelligent. They were in I formation. They were running split zones, simple run, setting up the play action, kind of what Tua thrives in. And it took you till week 8 to get back to that and not just go, you know, 5 wide and do this shotgun stuff. Like, I don't know if I should be frustrated or happy that they finally are going back to what Tua thrives in.
Well, not only that, but they adjusted too and started using the extra offensive lineman Brunskill quite a bit, and that obviously really helped. There have been games over the course of Mike McDaniel's tenure with the Dolphins where they start the game off running the ball really well and just flat out abandon it. And to his credit, they stuck with it yesterday. I'm worried long term about what's going to happen to Devon Achane, because that dude feels like he touches the ball every other play, and that body's just going to get run down pretty quickly, it feels like, with the amount of touches he gets, not only in the backfield, but when they line him up at receiver as well. But yeah, this Dolphins team is capable of running the ball. Like, Aaron Brewer had a phenomenal game as well. And that's a signing that not many people talk about because it's not a sexy signing. Nobody cares about the center unless they're terrible. Aaron Brewer is a really good player in this offense. You got a good game from Savanaya at left guard too, probably his best performance of the season. I would hope that they will stick with what they were able to accomplish on Sunday in Atlanta, because as bad as the Falcons have looked on a couple of different occasions this year, that's still statistically been one of the best defenses in the NFL this year, and the Dolphins operated really, really well against it.
I think the question, I'm glad you brought up Brunskill, Appel, because I was reading in the Miami Herald like the analysis of why it ended up working. And we know Tua's best when he's able to have the established run game, and then he can play in that play action, roll out of the pocket at times. We saw it in the Malik Washington touchdown. The question is, now that the Ravens can prepare for it, despite it being on a short week, will that work? What will they do now to try to counter the Dolphins having the two tight end set, whether or not Julian Hill's back? What happens when the other teams are prepared for it and Miami then is lacking a run game again? Now what? Are they still prepared for Tua to go out there on short rest and you know, make plays? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it was such an odd sight to me, because the middle of the field has been taken away from this offense going back to last season. And the performance on Sunday in the passing game resembled everything that we saw in 2023 and in 2022 when things were really clicking. But I think with the way the Dolphins are able to run the football, it makes the defense have to respect another aspect of what this offense does. I would imagine they will try and run the ball again and go with a similar game plan against a Ravens defense that I don't think is as banged up as they were when I saw them a few weeks ago against the Texans. But even when they're healthy, it hasn't been that great of a defense. So I think it's another opportunity for the Dolphins to build on last week. I've seen more bad than good from this team this year, as we all have. And I'm not really sure how much we can take away from that Falcons game and say, yeah, this is going to continue. I don't know. But at the same time, I hate that we're doing this, because I've come on here and just completely dogged them the entire year. They are, what, three stops away from being right in the thick of everything in the AFC?
No. I mean, they were also a Jack Jones punch away from being winless. Like, I mean, you could play
for
both
sure.
sides on that.
No, definitely. I'm just saying. So I don't know what to make of this team. It's fitting that they are in some ways very predictable, also very unpredictable this year.
I had asked Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show, like, is everyone prepared? 1 week from today is the NFL trade deadline. And I don't know what's going to happen Thursday night. My guess is it's not going to look like the Falcons game, but who knows? That was the Dolphins right. team I expected to see on a weekly basis. Are Dolphins fans ready for what the NFL trade deadline might bring? Are Dolphins fans ready to maybe move on from Devon Achane and Jaylen Waddle? I mean, it could happen.
I think that they would have to have, for those two particular players, their socks knocked all the way off.
But it could happen. It could happen. I mean, if you're a team that's a running back away or a receiver away.
There could be teams that are desperate to fill those needs with those guys. I think it's way more likely that we see one, if not both, of the pass rushers, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, dealt. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Matthew Judon shipped out of here as well for whatever they can get for him.
Was he inactive? Or he just didn't play?
Inactive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out,
what?
To say the least.
Shades of Jordan Poyer?
What?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the reality of what the position the Dolphins are in. and pass rush seems to be like the most popular position right now that teams are trying to address, whether it's because of injury or just flat out teams don't have the horses at those spots. And the Dolphins happen to have two of the better guys that'll be available on the market. Now, the other aspect to this is, I know you can't really think about it this way, but it's something that I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about. Chris Greer and his future. Like, this is the guy that's going to be making all these moves that's going to, you know, put them in a position for this offseason moving forward. That's the awkward spot that they're in. You're not going to go and scout Lenora Sellers like they did a few weeks ago. You're not going to try and make these trades and quote-unquote make the team better moving forward because you're currently in these positions right now. You have to do the job. But, like, the likelihood of them having the job after this season doesn't seem all that high. So that's an interesting aspect of the trade deadline coming up as well. You could have a lame duck front office that is trying to make these deals and swing these deals. I think that you'll see one or both of these pass rushers shipped out of here. And I wouldn't be surprised like if someone calls on Minkah Fitzpatrick. I know they signed him to, they reworked that contract before the season, but I could see him being a name that gets moved as well. I'm disappointed in the, I know it's difficult because it's a lot harder to get integrated into a new team in the middle of a season, but the hockey trade deadline, the baseball trade deadline, the NBA trade deadline, it's so much more active and it's so much different than the NFL. I wish the NFL had as active as a trade deadline as the other three major sports, because it's some of the one of the more entertaining couple of days every year.
And Josh, it's a conversation maybe after a 24-point beatdown to talk about moving the coach, because I think he's still not going to be here in 2026. But if they were, like people were asking for them to get rid of McDaniel, Greer, both, is it better, like you're talking about at this time of year, if you're doing trade deadline, just making decisions to have a lame duck head coach or an interim head coach? To have moved on with nobody there or still have the guys in place that messed up your roster already?
I mean, right now, I don't think like the lame duck coach matters all that much. I think to Mike McDaniel's credit, I know Cleveland didn't necessarily look like that, but for the most part, they're still playing hard for him. Not that, you know, they shouldn't, because they've also got to extend and do what's best for them in their career selfishly. But you've seen teams, I mean, Crowder, you talk about the Cam Cameron season all the time, about how everybody was tuning him out at the end. And I'm sure there's some of that in this Dolphins locker room, but I know Joe Rose was talking about it yesterday, I think, about how the performance on the field does not demonstrate a team that has tuned out their head coach or stopped playing for him or stopped giving effort. Like Cleveland, you could maybe question it, but even Buffalo, after the tough start to the season, they go in there and they lose by a score. Obviously, we know how the game ended. They're playing hard for Mike McDaniel still. I think Hawk, you might have said, you think there's a better chance that McDaniel keeps his job versus Greer at the end of the year?
If it's a choice between the two, if only one can go.
See, you're already saddling a new head coach, hypothetically, to Tua Tagovailoa for at least another year if they can't move him. And now you're going to saddle a GM that's coming in new with the same head coach and the same quarterback. If you're going to make the move, you're going to let go of both guys.
No, but that was the conversation where Crowder said, if one of the two is going, I see McDaniel.
I think Mike McDaniel's going to be a really good offensive coordinator wherever he goes
next.
For sure. I really do.
John Michaels yesterday said he'll take him in a second to be the OC in Atlanta.
Hey, we're running out of time. Josh, what are we seeing with Shohei Ohtani? Is this a once-in-a-lifetime baseball player?
Without question, 9 plate appearances last night, and he reaches base 9 times. The 4 walks, obviously, but like it's not like these little seeing eye singles, little Texas League Tiger here and there. 2 home runs and 2 doubles from this guy. He's impossible to get out. Oh, and by the way, he's going to go throw 6 innings and give up less than 3 runs tonight and strike out everybody.
It's remarkable,
unbelievable.
It's remarkable.
He's an alien.
So how do you stop him? Is it just walk him? That's it. You can't stop him as a pitcher, obviously. You're going to have to face him. But as a hitter, you have to just walk him.
Beam him.
Well, I mean, that's the same.
No, but teach him a lesson. Don't just walk him, get his confidence up, hit him in his thigh.
Yeah, I think that'll really help, is making him a little more angry for the next time he comes to bat. Yeah, so the thing with the Dodgers is, you walk Shohei Ohtani, you get him on base. Oh, here's the other 9-figure player they have right behind him, Mookie Betts. Good luck with that. Oh, you get Mookie Betts out. Oh, there's Freddie Freeman lurking in the background. oh, who's hitting sixth in this order, seventh in this order? Teoscar Hernandez, another $100+ million player. And then if the guys at the bottom of the order, Kike Hernandez and Tommy Edman, these guys who are just regular major leaguers, good role players, think, all right, we got a little breather here. One of those guys gets on, the lineup turns over, and you're facing all the big guys again. Mm. It is impossible to beat this team.
How much do you think this Shohei game-worn jersey is worth after last night?
Wow. I would say at least, I mean, what's he making this year? It's all deferred.
Not that much, right? It's all deferred. I think he's only making $2 million this year, next year, and the following year.
I think that's a good number right there. I think that's worth
$2 million. $2 million? You want to make me an offer?
Will you give it to me?
No, I'll sell it to you for the $2 million that you just said. It's pretty cool, right, to have this?
Yeah. Probably the only one.
Yeah.
And that you're wearing it, too.
Definitely one of the few.
You got it from last night.
Yeah. No. Don't be silly. It's ridiculous. All right, Appel. Have a good call on – well, actually, we'll see you Thursday at Funky Buddha. And hopefully everyone will come out and join us Thursday night, a little watch party. Have a good broadcast with Solana on Thursday. But again, you can hear Josh doing play-by-play Packers and Panthers Sunday. The game will air here on 104.3 FM WQAM. See you, Josh.
Adios, gentlemen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.